Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we learned about Samuel, how he grew up listening to God's voice, even when he was just a boy. He became a great prophet and leader for Israel. Today, we'll hear how the people asked for a king, and how God chose a man named Saul to be Israel's very first king. Let's get ready for the story. As Samuel grew older, the people of Israel came to him with a request. They wanted a king to lead them, just like the other nations around them. This made Samuel sad. He prayed to God, and God helped Samuel understand that the people were not just rejecting Samuel's leadership. They were rejecting God as their king. But God told Samuel to give the people what they asked for and promised that he would show Samuel the man who was to be king. Not long after this, a young man named Saul was out searching for his father's donkeys. The animals had wandered off, and Saul and his servant had been looking for days. Finally, Saul's servant suggested they should go and ask the man of God, Samuel, for help. When Saul arrived to meet Samuel, God spoke to Samuel's heart and let him know that this was the man who would become Israel's king. The next morning, Samuel took Saul aside. He poured oil on Saul's head and explained that God had chosen him to lead his people. This act was called anointing. It was a sign that God's Spirit would be with Saul to help him as king. At first, Saul felt unsure of himself. He didn't think he was important enough to lead such a big nation. But God gave him courage, and when Samuel presented Saul to the people, they celebrated and shouted their approval of their new king. Wow! What a big moment for Israel! God's people had a king, just like they asked for. But we can also see that God was still in charge. He chose Saul, and he gave Samuel the wisdom to guide him. Let's think for a moment. Have you ever felt too small or unimportant for a big job? That's how Saul felt. But God gave him the strength to do what seemed impossible. Remember, when God calls us to something, he also gives us what we need to do it. Just like God heard Samuel's prayers, he hears you when you call to him too. Thank you for joining me today to hear how Saul became Israel's first king. Next time on Wonderfully Made, we'll find out what happens when King Saul makes a mistake and forgets to obey God. What will Samuel say? And what will God do? Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.